About 60 Sitkins attended a public meeting Thursday night to learn about and comment on H.R. 3560, a bill before the U.S. House that would transfer about 85,000 acres in the Tongass National Forest to Sea Alaska Southeast Regional Native Corporation. In October, Sea Alaska met with Sitka's tribal leaders, but Thursday night's three-hour meeting was the first time the corporation addressed the public as a whole. The legislation would complete a land transfer that started over 36 years ago with the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In the Sitka area, Sea Alaska has selected a number of sites with cultural value, what the corporation calls sacred sites, or economic potential, called enterprise zones. The bill faced a mixed reception Thursday night. Some said they support it. They see it as an opportunity to boost the region's appalling unemployment rates among Alaska Natives. Others questioned Sea Alaska's land management policies and were worried about the consequences of opening up pristine wilderness to corporate development. Here are some voices from the meeting.
And that the original, what's called withdrawal areas, that were designated for Alaska Natives to select their lands are inadequate to meet our social, cultural, and economic needs. And furthermore, the lands that remain in these withdrawal areas that have not been selected, many of them we feel like are better left in a publicly owned condition.
I'm very worried about the sites around Sitka. From my experience of going to these ancient places, of the returning human remains, going to ancient village sites and fort sites and clan gardens and canoe haulouts, my experience is that that nature is the best caretaker. And we walk by these sacred sites every single day. And the ones that are getting the most damage are the ones that are close to economic development.
But I applaud Sea Alaska. I don't know if these are the right places. But to get Sea Alaska and allow them into these areas is only appropriate. You need to address some of the concerns of the community, and I applaud you for that. But I think to put our people to work is premium. You had to look at that thing. It said 62% of our people at Southeast are unemployed, 23%, I think, in Sitka.
I'm very supportive of your desire to work with sacred sites, managing them as the tribes want them managed. I have to admit, in terms of development, I have concerns about what our national forests would be turned into in those enterprise sites. Many of those areas chosen as enterprise sites have valuable beach buffer wildlife habitat. These parcels of land could, unless you tell me differently, be permanently converted from natural conditions to developed areas that can provide no habitat and no environmental services. So I guess I'm curious to know, what do you mean by development in those enterprise sites?
That was Michelle Putz, preceded by John Littlefield and Bob Sam, commenting on the proposed Sea Alaska Lands Transfer Bill. The first speaker you heard was Sea Alaska Natural Resources Manager Ron Wolf.